RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go. Thursday morning NCAA tournament time. Welcome aboard, everybody. It's the countdown to tip-off. VCU basketball against BYU today, 4:05 p.m. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. Do we have a countdown to tip-off for you? We'll be with you for the next 2 hours, getting you ready. You'll hear from Michael Bell, Luke Bamboye, Philip Russell, and Joe Bamisil. Before we get to noon, we'll give away 4 tickets to ride Raptera at King's Dominion, and we'll hear from VCU coach Ryan Odom momentarily. Gary Hess and Parney join us. Awan joins us as well to get us ready for the biggest basketball game in a couple years for the VCU Rams, who are taking on BYU today. Chance for their first NCAA tournament win since 2016. And this is a team that is being favored nationally to do it. You're hearing a lot of people jump on the VCU bandwagon to win not one, but 2 games with the potential looming to face Wisconsin. Awad will be courtside during that game. He'll keep you updated as the day goes on. Before we hand it off to Robbie and Rodney at 4:05, they'll have the call for you live from Ball Arena in Denver. Good morning, everybody from Denver. Michael Phillips here. It's MP on the mic. Frigid Denver. Got in yesterday. We went down to Ball Arena, watched VCU practice, did some great interviews that we'll be playing back for you guys, and then escaped into the frigid Denver air. It is not spring here. Nobody has informed them it is spring here. But we're toughing it out. We're toughing it out in a great city to bring you a great sporting event, March Madness, on deck day one here. It starts at noon. It goes until past midnight. And once VCU's done, we'll have Westwood One coverage, of course, of the entire tournament for you. Tons of great games today. Of course, there's always the day one upsets. But a tournament where the favorites are considered likely to make a deep run into the tournament. A lot of 1 and 2 seeds that have national championship potential this year. And one of my favorite traditions as well, and that is watching The Price is Right in the hour before the NCAA tournament starts. It's a combination of all the great things in life. Like, you know, and Stubb's holding it down back in the studio. So I want to say good morning to Stubb. Stubb, like,
good morning.
When you were a kid and you were sick and you were home from school, I always watched The Price is Right. Like, that's just a memory of like a nice, warm, cozy feeling. And then you get to combine that with college basketball. It's a perfect day.
That is a perfect day.
It's a perfect
day. The Price is Right.
Are you a Price is Right fan? I don't know if anybody's a Price is Right. We're all Price is Right fans. But are you a Price is Right viewer?
I mean, like, I know the game.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any game shows that ever really reached out to my family or me that I would call myself, like, a super fan of.
I'm not a super fan. But, like, if I'm ever somewhere, like, if I'm getting my car fixed and it's on, I'll be like, ah. The Price is Right. Hope they play Plinko today. I like Plinko.
Plinko's a good one.
Exactly. Little sports news. We're going to go basically all VCU all the time today. But a little breaking sports news to relay to you. The Boston Celtics have been sold. Now, that's not mega relevant to us except for this. Bill Chisholm is the buyer of the Celtics. We can only presume he is a very rich individual because he paid $6.1 billion to buy the Boston Celtics. A reminder that the previous high for a sports franchise sale was the Washington Commanders, who sold for $6.0 billion. So Dan Snyder can slide down to second place in the all-time sports sales rankings. The Celtics sell this morning for $6.1 billion. I'll say this, that's a global brand, that's a great town, that's obviously a team with immense legacy. I wouldn't have guessed that the all-time sales price record for a sports team would be both in the NBA or the Boston Celtics. I find both of those things to be surprising to me, that they would outrank an NFL team. Of course, a new record, I'm sure, is just around the corner somewhere. But we're in Denver today. We're live. We're getting you ready for VCU against BYU. Had a chance to chat with VCU coach Ryan Odom yesterday. Let's do the elephant in the room first, and we'll spend the rest of the day on BYU. Ryan Odom is being heavily rumored to UVA, where he is rumored to be the next basketball coach at UVA as soon as VCU's run ends. I'm going to tell you what I know, just from talking to people, just from asking around, and this is kind of where I think this stands. I don't believe Ryan Odom has committed to being the next basketball coach at UVA. I don't believe that has happened yet, the firm handshake. Right, Will Wade is going to be NC State's coach once McNeese loses, which might be down the line. I think McNeese is going to pull an upset or two here. And I commend Will Wade. Like, there's this whole thing, like, you can't talk about it. You can't talk about it. Like, he just openly talked about, like, yo, dudes, these are our last games together. Let's go win them. I don't think that's a distraction. I think that's honest. And by the way, in the transfer portal era, all those guys are leaving anyway. Let's call that what it is. Like, none of those guys are going to be McNeese State next year anyway. So it's not some tearjerker moment for them in the portal world. Everybody's going to go get their new spot. But for VCU and Ryan Odom, second year, first tourney appearance, obviously great coach, highly sought after. I don't believe he has done the handshake, I will come coach UVA. I believe there is intense interest there. And further, I do believe Odom may be the one keeping his options open, not VCU. There could be more high-profile openings in the next week, including perhaps one at Maryland, which is something to keep an eye on as well. Obviously, he's familiar with that territory and with the Big Ten and everything else. I also believe VCU is working to come up with a very attractive package, and VCU can do something that the other schools can't do. They can devote more money to basketball under the House settlement terms, because the House settlement caps you at $21 million over all sports. Most big-time schools are going to allocate the vast majority of that to football. VCU doesn't have football. They also don't have $21 million. But if they can find it, if they can shake some hands, get some money, they could potentially be a major player in this NIL space because they don't have football. All of which is to say, here's Ryan Odom asked about whether he may be leaving after this season. Does he address the rumors?
Yeah, I don't address any of the rumors. You know, my total focus right now is on this team, this university, and doing our best, you know, here in the tournament. So we don't worry about any of that other stuff.
That's Ryan Odom yesterday before open practice. I don't worry about any of that other stuff. My whole focus is on VCU. And the nice thing about transfer portal era is I do think the transfer portal action, you know, people make noise like, you got to be in it right now. I don't think a lot of the major movement will happen until after the tournament. I think a little bit of that is overstated. That said, it's a space to watch. I don't want to devote a lot of time to it today, because I think today, the most important thing for Ryan Odom's legacy, whatever it may be, however long it may be, is getting a tourney win. First one since 2016. To do that, they will have to beat the BYU Cougars, the sixth seed. Computers say this is a pretty even matchup. Obviously, Duquesne got BYU last year in the first round, so we've seen an A-10 champ do it before. Here's Ryan Odom on what it will take to stop BYU's offense.
You know, they can put you on your heels, and they can rattle off a ton of points, you know, very quickly. And so our shot selection is going to be very important, you know, on offense, you know, to try to limit their ability to get out. Certainly our ball security needs to be tight because they'll turn those into easy baskets just like we do. But, you know, just our transition defense is going to be really, really important, you know, in this game. You know, they're a wicked three-point shooting team, multiple guys that can knock it down. They can really pass the ball, and they're willing passers, and a lot of similarities. You know, we pride ourselves on doing that as well. And so, you know, it's not going to be easy, but we're going to have to do it.
They are a wicked three-point shooting team. There's a good visual for VCU coach Ryan Odom. He's right. We'll get into this. We got 6 hours to get into this, folks. I'm with you until noon. AWOD takes over courtside in Denver. At noon, goes until 4. I'll be joining him courtside as soon as I get from my hotel down to courtside at Ball Arena. So we'll break this down for you from all angles. My big picture thought. Before we go to break, before we talk to Gary Hess, people keep saying VCU can win a game in the 60s, BYU wins if it's in the 80s. I disagree. I think VCU's got a really good offense. I think they can run. I think they can hang. I think they can compete with BYU at that high level tonight. I really do. Countdown to tip-off is on. A reminder, Kings Dominion tickets. We'll give them away at about 11:24 this morning. Mark your clock for that if you want to go ride Raptera, courtesy of your friends at Kings Dominion, our friends as well. As we head out to a break, Gary Hess on the other side joins us for some Thursday fun. It is indeed fun. We're in Denver. We're waking up the Mile High City as we get you ready. It's VCU Countdown to Tip-Off. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back to Denver. Chilly Denver, but the action will be hot inside Ball Arena in about 6 hours, 5 hours, 50 minutes from now, as the VCU Rams will tip off against the BYU Cougars. 11 versus 6 matchup, a popular upset pick for a lot of people on their bracket cards nationally, not just us folks who spend our time thinking about VCU basketball. One of those folks is a sports director at 910 The Fan. You think we're not doing Thursday fun just because I'm in Denver? You would be wrong. We are doing Thursday fun. It is an institution. It is one of the pillars this great nation was built upon, and we welcome in Gary Hess. Gary, good morning. How's it going?
It's good. All is right with the world again with you, me guest, you host, instead of it being the other way around.
We had a great moment yesterday. We were in the so we land in Denver, and we were always cutting this close because VCU had graciously set up a number of interviews for us, which you'll hear over the course of today's show. We talked to basically all the players.
That's awesome.
It was super cool. It started at noon. Our plane was scheduled to land at 10:15. So obviously we're not swimming an extra time here, Gary. That's not a. This is not a like be leisurely and drop by Starbucks situation. We land, we taxi to the gate. We're early. We're like 10:05. Like things are good, and the captain comes on. I go, this is captain speaking. They don't have the gate ready for us. There's another plane there, so We're just going to sit here until that plane leaves, and then we'll pull in for you. Yeah.
Can we just get off here and run into the airport?
I see gates. There's a gate there. There's a gate there. A lot of gates here. I don't know why we're so obsessed about this one. I think another one would be just as good.
It needs to be ordered to the chaos, I guess.
Get into the airport, ducked into the cab, sent him downtown, and on the cab, checked in with Gary Hess hosting AWOD Radio, which was Zach Joachim was sitting next to me. He very much enjoyed watching the sausage get made, the delicious, delicious radio sausage. We made it with about 15 minutes to spare and had some great interviews, and we got some great content coming. And it's a fun city. It's a fun atmosphere. I do worry it's going to be a little BYU tilted in the stands today, obviously, owing to how hard it is for Richmond folks to get out here. But that's nothing new for VCU. Seems like right. They go west every time we do this thing.
The Provo to Denver shuttle's probably not very long.
No, stop and get yourself a dirty soda on the way, because those fans don't drink. Gary Hess joins us for some Thursday fun. Give me your, hang on, I want to do this first, because you're the right person to do this with.
Okay.
I beat the drum all the time that the thing I want most in the world is for William and Mary to make the tournament. I feel like I have shortchanged that the William and Mary women have somewhat miraculously made the tournament now.
With a losing record.
Ahead of the men. Shout out to the Tribe women who will be in the play-in game tomorrow in the women's tournament.
Tonight.
Thank you. Yes. Tonight. Tonight, play-in basketball with William and Mary women. I hope they win. Hope they win, Gary.
I hope they do too. That would be pretty awesome. But yeah, got in with a record of 15-18.
That's not great.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Now the record right now is 0-0.
It doesn't even matter if they lose tonight. They are the first basketball class in William and Mary history to make the NCAA tournament.
Right. The list of teams who have not made it to the men's NCAA tournament, who have been longtime Division
One original schools,
is very short, and William and Mary is one of them.
It's four schools now.
Army.
Yep.
I think Army's one of them. Is it the Citadel?
Nicely done.
And I thought St. Francis was on that list, but they made it this year. It's one of the Saints or something. Who's the fourth one?
It was like St. Francis of Brooklyn or something to that effect. But they did. They made it a couple years ago.
Right.
Do we get them all right?
No, I got the Citadel, William and Mary, and Army. I don't know the fourth one.
Oh, Citadel, William and Mary, Army. But now I'm blanking. Is it, well, it'll come to me. We'll get it. We'll get it before the end of the situation here. We'll get there. yes. All right. I'm moving on. I'm going to do Google research later though. We will inform the audience, but those are three of the four for sure. Bracket wise, you got any upsets you're looking at today, Gary?
Today. Do I have any upsets?
Or tomorrow, or you just, whatever suits you.
So nine beating, to me, nines over eights and tens over sevens don't even really count as upsets.
I agree.
I have, in my bracket, it's a heart pick, but I do have VCU winning. I have Drake winning. And then on the 12 line, I have Liberty advancing over Oregon. So I'm not really going out on a huge limb there. I do like Liberty to make a little noise in this tournament.
There you go. Liberty and Grand Canyon, both the evangelical schools with large budgets that are chasing some March success here this week. The reason we couldn't think of the fourth one is because there is no fourth one. There are only three remaining, Army, Citadel, and William and Mary. So
it was four till St. Francis made it.
That is correct. Yes, St. Francis made it, and the Brooklyn school made it a few years ago. So it was five. Now we're down to three. Nobody wants to be last on that list there. I know that for sure.
That's 100%.
Have you covered some tourneys in your day, right? Wait.
I have.
Yeah.
I've traveled, and I covered the two first and second rounds that were here in Richmond.
That's right. So. I forget about Richmond having a tournament-capable arena.
That was a while back. 1990 and 1996. And in 1996, was the Richmond Coliseum was the home of the Darvin Ham slam dunk shattered backboard.
Yes.
The moment of the tournament. That was at the Richmond Coliseum.
Famous women's basketball tournament moment there as well. They hosted the Final Four in the title game.
Yep. Charlotte Smith, game-winning shot at the buzzer for North Carolina.
Distinguished tourney history in Richmond. Maybe Green City will get built someday. Maybe we'll do an Henrico tournament one of these days.
Knowing the track record of Henrico, I have confidence that will get eventually built.
That was immovable force versus unstoppable object there. Henrico County, which gets everything done, versus that development group, which has 0% of its projects completed in the Richmond area, basically.
Right.
So I think we'll get a better pairing there. We'll go into the transfer portal. We'll get a new developer. I agree with you. I think if Henrico wants to get something done, I don't bet against them getting that thing done. They staged a very nice A-10 women's tournament. They've got great plans there.
And the Sports and Events Center is a really cool venue.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
And there's a lot of kids who play travel sports these days is what we've learned from its success.
Yes. Just drive by the parking lot at Glover Park one night and see all the lacrosse and soccer tournaments going on out there.
You are not kidding about that. Gary Hess joins us for a little bit of Thursday fun leaning into VCU, BYU. BYU, up-tempo team. VCU, they've kind of played it both ways this year. We've seen them win rock fights. We've seen them win shooting threes. What do you want to see from VCU today? Do you want them to muck it up, or do you want to let them run and shoot?
I want to see them muck it up. I think if they can drag BYU into the mire a little bit, and let me tell you something, VCU excelled in the mire this weekend in D.C., They had to play a couple of rock fights up there, and they were very comfortable in that format. And I think that that's the key. They're not going to keep BYU from making some threes, but if they can drag them into the mud a little bit, make them work for it, wear them down a little bit, I like this. I like the chance for VCU to be there at the end.
And you know, it's they say everybody was asking here in Denver, well, you make it the altitude. You're playing at altitude, and Ryan Odom kind of shrugged it off. He played at Utah. He coached at Utah State for a long time.
We actually did a what do they call it in the TV biz, a live look in on the Ryan Odom press availability yesterday.
Oh, it's fantastic. What'd you make of his answer about other jobs, where he said he's fully focused on VCU? Because a lot of fans are like, oh, we're losing him. I didn't read it that way. I thought it was just like, I do think he's gone, but I just thought that was an answer of a guy who didn't want to talk about that topic right then.
Here's the thing. I've been around this for decades, and the question about coaches who we all know are probably going to be moving on to another job, that's not a new thing. But, you know, the answer, there's, you know, and, you know, Will Wade handled it completely differently.
Yes,
nudge,
he did.
Nudge, wink, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Bob's your uncle. That answer was classic Will Wade. That's all I know to say. But what you would expect from a guy who's buttoned up like Ryan Odom is the answer that you give. And that is, I am fully focused on this team playing and VCU, BYU, when he said it tomorrow. I have no issue with what he said. And I do not doubt for one minute that it's the truth, because I think he is fully focused on what's going on today. I agree with you. I don't think he'll be the coach at VCU next fall. I don't even think he'll be the coach at VCU a month from now. But for now, he is, and I honestly believe that that's where his focus is and that's where it should be. So his answer did not surprise me at all, and I have no issue with it.
I thought it was a pretty big non-event. But, you know, people need something to talk about, and we're here to talk as well. And I think that he understands how important this is to him and to the school and to the kids. A lot of these kids are fifth year, not coming back, done with college basketball. They want a tourney win. This is a school that hasn't had one since 2016. I I think he's given 100% everything he's got, and then I think he's on to the next adventure, and I think both those things can be true, and you don't have to be mad at him for it.
100%. I totally agree. And this just in that you can't be mad at any coach for moving on in the when players now are free to move every single year. So, I good on Ryan Odom, and you know he's done right by VCU since the day he walked in the door. So, and I don't think his situation with other jobs is going to have any bearing at all on the outcome of the game today.
Brief correction. I can be mad whenever I want. That's my constitutional right as a sports talk host.
Well, what I meant when I said... I meant the metaphorical you.
Understood. Always fun to have some Thursday fun with Gary Hess. Gary, enjoy the games. It's a great day in America. We'll be holding it down here until tip-off.
Hey, real quick, what's your championship game again? In your bracket,
I went with Duke and Auburn. I think that Duke Alabama matchup in the Elite Eight potentially is a very good one. I really like this Duke team, and it bothers me how much I like this Duke team.
You know, I find John Shire to be likable, and that bothers me a little bit
it's
too.
It's tremendously concerned. I think Cooper Flagg's likable too. I think Duke accidentally fielded the wrong team this year. It's the only explanation.
Who is this team wearing Duke uniforms? I don't understand.
What have you done with the Blue Devils?
I have a no. It's not something I did maliciously, but I have a no SEC championship game.
I think that's very possible, right? Like, we're all going to judge the SEC on what they do for the next week and a half, but they were good. They were good.
No doubt.
Nobody ever deserves to be in the tournament if they have a losing conference record. That's my policy, but that's not the NCAA's policy, so don't hate the player.
Well, and I'll tell you, you can wiggle on that a little bit, but when you get to 6-12 in the conference, I don't even think it should be a discussion, but that's a whole other story for another time. I told AWOD yesterday, for the record, my championship game is Rick Pitino against Kelvin Sampson.
I'd watch that. That'd be both good television and good basketball.
St. John's Houston, I think it'll be compelling.
Gary Hess, everybody's sports director, 910 The Fan. Robbie Robinson's the voice of the Rams. He's getting his vocal cords loosened up here in Denver. He'll join us next to get us ready for tip-off 4:05 today. You'll hear it right here on Richmond's home of the Rams, 910 The Fan, now 105.
Hopefully not, but in person for the first time, which is very exciting. Yeah. Robbie Robinson for our game day appearance here. You do the game day morning run. How dedicated are you? Because it's cold, Robbie. It's cold.
And the weather people in Denver pump faked me because it said like 50s and 60s, so I didn't bring long pants.
You and me both.
I've got to make a decision on that on game day. Probably depends on the wind. I feel like Michael, I could get one in around 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
That looks like it's in the mid-50s. And if I get in the mid-50s, I can go in shorts and my long sleeve shirt that I brought.
You've been doing this for a while. Three A-10 titles, though, and that's it is not a given. It's to see one and to see this group and the way they won with three really strong second half performances. Had to have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it never gets old. It really doesn't. You never get used to it. And I always try to tell myself, you never know, you know, when you're going to have another one again.
Yep.
I mean, you look at some schools and they'll win for a couple of years and then you'll turn around and you're like, man, when was the last time Temple did something any good? Or when was the last time Wichita State was at the top of the
Mason.
Sure.
Mason went dark for 10 years there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you learn to appreciate it we've been playing great in the second half and we played tough. Like I think both Loyola and George Mason really tried to bully us and I think we stood up to both of them pretty well. I don't get the sense that that's in BYU's game plan, but if it is, I think we'll be ready for it. And I think when you go through a grind and where every possession's critical like we did in the last two games, you're battle tested just as much as anybody else.
You watch sports and you turn it on and the national narrative is like BYU wants to run, VCU wants to shut it down, wants to play defense. I'll run this by you. I think these guys are probably comfortable running too. We've seen them
with the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Rams want to run. I've been courtside. I mean, Ryan Odom's always telling him to go. I mean, he very rarely does he put two palms in the air and says stop. I mean, he is waving traffic back and forth. I'll be interested to see, however, how they'll do that in the first 5 minutes of the game because in just my experience when you play in altitude, that first 5 minutes is that's tough. And
yep.
They're going to be used to it. There's no doubt about that. That's, I think, a storyline. The fact that they've played, I think they're like 17-3 in 5,000 feet or higher. They're 7-6
there's
on sea
stat.
Level.
All
yeah.
Right.
So it's, and like most of their games are there. So that's probably their home record. But, Michael, I think early on, I'll be interested to see if the Rams try to ease into it or from the very get-go they want to run step for step with BYU.
And that's where that depth is so huge, too. We've seen Bamboye step up. We see you can get good minutes from Jennings. You can get, strong minute. They can throw bodies at it if they need to.
Yeah, I think staying out of foul trouble early will be critical because you want to bring Zeb in at a good time, like a strategic time. You don't want to have to bring Zeb in early, and then all of a sudden you got to bring Brandon in early, and you might be a little bit more winded.
Yeah.
Coach Odom's probably got like one of those, I'll use a very old school reference here, Bill Walsh game plans on when he wants to do things in the first, map out the first 5-7 minutes, especially with personnel, and that gets blown up pretty quickly when you have a guard get a couple fouls just like that.
First 15 plays, we gotta
map those things out.
Do it in the hotel ballroom.
How hard is that? Oh, yeah, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. What do we do the first play? Let's throw it to Jerry Rice. We do second play. Let's throw it to Jerry Rice. Well, that guy's a genius.
He's a football innovator.
Really, totally. Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Robbie Robinson joining us. Hey, chatting with the guys, too. They're excited to be here, but it also feels like, and you felt this in D.C., too, it's a group of guys that likes each other. And that's the continuity, the cohesion they've built is impressive this year.
It's not remarkable because I think they're all good guys. I think
and we've had this before.
Script.
This isn't. I don't say like it's never happened to BCU.
Right. But considering, Michael, that you've got two new guys in Jack Clark and Phil Russell. Phil Russell's taken some minutes probably from guys that thought they were going to get minutes. You got two freshmen that are probably still trying to figure out their way. I think it says a lot about the coaching staff and how hard they work to make sure there's cohesion and a good vibe. I think this time of year that's wildly important, and I think we're in a great space in that. And I think it's interesting, how much Phil Russell's a part of that. Like, I think Phil is, he's a spark plug, but I think he's also a guy that's going to get in guys' faces. And I think that's what leadership is, and he's shown that. And a lot of times that when you are successful on a basketball team, it's when guys start making each other better. And I think that's what's happening with VCU right
now. Michael Bell said that point blank. He said, Phil Russell's why we're here, where we are, because he pushes us. I thought, to have that recognition of, good things happen because of that.
That's an astute observation by Michael Bell.
And astute guys.
Yeah, for sure.
BYU band's gonna serenade us here while we do the segment.
That's fine. We're good.
You were early on the Luke Bamboye train. I'm gonna give you full credit for that. The nation's about to see what we've known for a while.
I think so. Definitely on the defensive side of things, I think he matches up pretty well with this group. I mean, he's got some height and some. I don't think as an oppositional player you understand exactly how long his reach is until you learn the hard way when you see your shot being rejected. And I agree with you. Now, the key, I think what it'll be interesting to see is that the nation sees his offense, which if there is something. When Luke gives us, 5, 7, 8 points, that's when things really start clicking with us because you can't necessarily spread it. You have to pay attention to what's going on inside. But no, I think they're going to love his shot blocking ability. They shoot a lot of threes, so who knows how many opportunities they'll have. They're not really a roll it in and post up kind of team like maybe George Mason was, or even to some extent Loyola was. But no, I think the coaches, I'll credit the coaches on that. The coaches were like, you got to watch this kid. By the middle of December, he is going to be getting some significant minutes. And that's exactly really when the worm turned for him. And all of a sudden he started games. And that's also when things started really ramping up for VCU in terms of the wins.
No doubt. You, Ronnie, you've been doing this. You've gone around. This is cool.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
Put the complaining about that we always go to the West Coast aside, because we do.
Sure.
But it's fun to be in this atmosphere, this environment, getting ready for an NCAA tournament.
It's so cool. I was listening to Kevin Young, the head coach of BYU, talk in the press conference a minute ago, and he was right. He said, because they asked about the difference between the NBA, because he was a longtime NBA assistant coach and associate coach, and now he's in college. Boom, just like that, he's in the NCAA tournament. They're like, what's the difference in the NBA playoffs and the March Madness? He said, this is like the NBA finals. And he has been in some NBA finals.
Yeah,
he said, let me tell you something. This is like the NBA finals with just the media and everything that's put into it and the production elements of everything. And I agree with that. Like, it does. Like, you come to these events, it feels like a big event. They do a phenomenal job with every single aspect of what you and I do in terms of treating the media and getting interviews and having the game notes out, and all that stuff is really cool. But you remember how awesome it is. You know, when you haven't been in it, you know, we missed last year, and that was a bummer. But when you come back, you're like, oh yeah, really cool. This is really neat.
You mentioned the first sixth consecutive coach to take the team to the NCAA tournament here, right? Well, they're all great coaches,
sure,
but it's a great program on top of
it. It is, Michael. And like, I was just talking to some random Denver media guys, and the guy looked at me and goes, "Why are you guys always so good?" And I said, "Well, I said we hire really well." And the coaching standpoint, and we've done that starting with Doc Sander and Norwood Teague, and Ed McLaughlin has followed that up in spades, and we pour a lot into our program. Like, we highly resource, and it's a very important part of not only the athletic department, Michael, but also the school.
Yep.
Like, the school realizes how important the basketball program is to the greater good of the university at large. And so, yeah, it's amazing that, once again, you know, we took a – and last year we were right there, right at the end last year, and then – just missed it, and now here we are back in the NCAA tournament. Our fans don't have to wait long to have success, and no matter who's coaching them. And I think a large part is the program, the great players we attract, and also we've had some really good hires coaching-wise.
No doubt about it. Estimated 4:05. We'll get you on the mic today, Eastern.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be a ton of fun. We'll be with you all weekend here, hopefully.
I hope so.
Doing some shows, hanging out in Denver. Robbie Rives, the voice of the Rams. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, that 105.
Almost 1 hour into our countdown to tip-off, VCU BYU, 4:05 Eastern. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. You might think an hour, that's a lot of good VCU talk. I can one-up you. I can five-up you. We got five more hours coming. We'll take you up to noon. AWOD Radio takes over. He's courtside at Ball Arena. I'll rejoin AWOD during his program, and then we'll get you the official VCU pregame show at 3:15, counting down to tip-off ahead of VCU BYU in the NCAA tournament. A reminder, in the 11:15 block of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to go ride Raptera at King's Dominion. Conquer the skies during spring break at King's Dominion on the all-new Raptera, the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. Speed through the air like the legendary Jungle Hawk with an intense initial launch, plunging dives, inversions, and sweeping turns. King's Dominion opens March 29th. Grab your tickets at kingsdominion.com. Today, we'll get to that in hour number two right now. I want to, in a second, play my interview with Joe Bamisil yesterday. I think we all, Joe's probably the most charismatic guy on the team, right? The guy most people have latched onto. He's from Richmond. His story resonates with a lot of people. He's been a great advocate for mental health causes, and he's been a really good basketball player as well. He's got that short attention span. He misses a shot. I doesn't let that get to his head. Boom. Another shot. He's letting it go. He thinks he's going to make every one he takes. You need that, especially in a game like this where every shot's going to be a big shot against a BYU team that's very good at shooting three-pointers. Yesterday, had the chance to catch up with Joe Bamisil right before the Rams had their practice here at Ball Arena in Denver. Here is how that conversation went.
Hanging out with Joe Bamisil. Last time we were talking, you were cutting down the nets. That was pretty fun.
Now
your NCAA tournament. Just, what's this moment like to have achieved this goal for the team?
I think it's like very rewarding. It's also very like worth everything we did. And I think we're going into this with a level of gratitude, but also a level of like, you know, we still have more work to do.
You told Robbie Ronnie on the radio the other day something stuck with you. You said, you know, people said your style couldn't win basketball games. You proved him wrong. And I think Phil probably feels the same way if we were to talk to him. You know, what's it like being a part of a team that embraces that and is willing to let you guys be you, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of being told you're not a winner at times, it hurts. Because obviously you play basketball to win, and I was in situations where that wasn't the case. But I'm glad that I can be myself, play my game, and win games at the same time. And I owe a lot of credit to the coaching staff to put me in the position to do stuff.
So you don't have to name names, but is that other stops, other coaches? Is that?
I'm not going to name names. Just leave it out there
of course.
In the air.
Focus on BYU here, because I mean, this is going to be a good game. Obviously, they're a great team. They're on a roll too. They like to run. They like to shoot. You guys can certainly do those things as well. Yeah. What are the things you focused on this week in getting ready for them?
Definitely got to be attentive to what they do in transition. Making sure we pressure them. You know, I think we have a really good defense, and kind of, I think we really believe that being ourselves would give us a huge opportunity to, you know, bother them, and just making things not easy for them, so it's not super free-flowing.
It's for you guys, you have so many different options. We've seen so many different guys step up along the way. What's that like to have that ability to trust in each other?
It's a blessing. It's nice to know that, like, you don't have to play a perfect game to win, you know, and winning's the point. Doesn't matter who it is that steps up, as long as we get the job done, we can keep dancing.
Have you given me time? I mean, we're close to the end of the road now, kind of making a point to cherish all these moments.
I would say most of the time I cherish, like, a lot of moments.
That's true.
It's not just starting now, but it's definitely cool to experience this with a group of guys I like, and I'm not taking it for granted.
That is Joe Bamisil. He is the guard for the VCU Rams. He will be shooting some three-pointers today against BYU. Great. I always love chatting with Joe. He keeps it 100, as they used to say. I don't think they say that anymore. I think that's a thing that old people say when they try to sound young now. Joe, I've loved the whole thing. I've loved every moment. I loved the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, and now the end of the year. And he's also cognizant. And you heard Ryan Odom talk about this as well with BYU. They get in transition. Certainly, if you could distill one coaching point that Ryan Odom was drilling into them yesterday during practice at Ball Arena all week long as they've gotten ready for this matchup, you've got to be ready. If they get the ball, they're moving. They are moving the other way fast. And there's a couple things that flow from that. Number one is, yes, we're playing at altitude. And it's taken me 53 minutes into today's countdown to tip-off to mention that to you, because I just don't think that's a huge deal. I really don't. And I've talked to people here yesterday who say it is a huge deal, and they will feel it. In the tournament, now, one, VCU's a deep team. They got a ton of guys. VCU's a deep team. Two, in the tournament, you don't have, this isn't, you know, zoom, 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 zoom. It's zoom, zoom, long TV timeout, longer than normal halftime, longer than normal breaks, additional commercial break in the first half that they add in just for the tournament, right? So you've got a lot more. It takes 2.5 hours, not two, to play a game. You get way more opportunities for breathers. And number three is these guys are fit young athletes. They will be just fine playing basketball against the BYU Cougars today. The other thing, which I think is way more relevant, VCU is a good offensive rebounding team. Has been all season long. That's something we've really, you know, given them kudos for during their A-10 run as they, you know, ran to the A-10 title in the regular season and the postseason. Offensive rebounding were a big part of that. When you attempt to rebound offensively, you leave yourself with 90 feet to get back. You leave yourself vulnerable to the transition to move in the other way. And I am curious to see how that plays out, how Ryan Odom instructs his guys. Furman Bamboye, is he going to tell them, go crash the boards? Or is he going to tell them, hey, play it more cautiously. Let's get back. Let's make sure we don't let them score in transition. I think the one thing they don't want is a 10-0, 12-0 run by VCU, right? They can handle some made baskets. You're playing a good basketball team. It's a big environment. Those things are going to happen. The one thing they really don't want is that 10-0, 12-0 run where you get the momentum. You know the crowd's going to be very pro-BYU today. You don't want to let them into it. You don't want to give them that opportunity to deflate you, especially early in the game. I think that's important as we go forward here today, as we talk about all the different angles, all the different matchups here. Is VCU is okay, I think, running and shooting and playing a higher scoring game. But they definitely don't want BYU to get a run, to get that momentum. And you know, in the tournament, you got more tools to stop it. I mentioned you've got the additional timeout in the first half. The first timeout you call in the first half extends to a full instead of just a 30. You've got a longer halftime. You've got longer breaks. There's lots of ways to get it done. Lots of things we're going to talk about. We're an hour in. We're counting you down to 4 p.m. Awad and I will be with you. Until then, VCU countdown to tip-off on a tournament Thursday, just 1 hour and 9 minutes away from the action getting underway. And this year's NCAA basketball tournament, we'll keep the live scoreboard for you. We'll keep you posted on what's going on around the country. We're live in Denver. You're listening to the home of the Rams in Richmond, Virginia. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It is MP on the mic. It is the VCU countdown to tip off. 4:05 today. We're live in Denver getting you ready. My guy Awad takes over in an hour. We'll both join you later. Get you ready. VCU BYU 4:05. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Tons of stuff happening everywhere. You know, when we do Parney time on Thursdays, you never know where our guy Parney's going to be. So we'll find that out too. I'm in Denver, and then in Richmond this morning, the mayor is taking a tour of CarMax Park, so I'm excited to hear how that is going as well. For all that and more, we welcome in our guy, Parney. What is up?
Well, greetings from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Woo!
I've been up since 5 a.m. our time. I was on a Chamber RVA board meeting Zoom call at 5 a.m. Old Parney wouldn't have been back in his room by 5 a.m., but new Parney is had a good night's rest. So, for some reason, I'm losing my voice. I've been losing my voice for like 2 months, and I don't know why. We got to get that checked out. But exciting day. I was actually been so busy that I haven't even filled out a bracket yet. So, I was just looking at that and all the SEC teams. Of course, I'm going to take VCU as far as I can take them. I'm excited about this game today. BYU's no slouch. I've already been texting with Eddie Mack. Eddie Mack, as you would imagine, on game day is already intense and passionate, and I look forward to seeing him courtside with his hand in his chin. You ever watch him on TV? He never moves, Eddie Mack. Always hand in chin no matter what's happening.
I just assume that inside that head is like a full database of every VCU basketball possession he's ever witnessed. And like, it's like, you know, so he's got like a little army of like little people up there like climbing through the files, like, you know, pull me that Joe Bamisil possession from you know, the William and Mary game second quarter, you know, or second half. They go get it, and, you know, that I've got it. I've got the information I need to make this decision.
Hey, all joking aside, everybody knows that Ed and I are tight as tight, but I mean, he's really good at his job, right? He's really passionate about VCU athletics. You know, some of the quotes or stats I've heard about VCU basketball, there's like five teams in America that have had the run over the last, 15, 20 years that VCU has. And all the teams that are mentioned are like, you know, your home state team, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, and a bunch of the other blue bloods, and VCU's there. And I don't think Ed gets enough credit. You know, they've obviously had a lot of coaching success, and the rumor mill's flying around everywhere about that. And Ed just does a really good job of planning and getting things done, and I'm very proud to call him a friend, and I hope that things go well for VCU. I know that I'm not in Richmond, but I would imagine that if you're a bar owner in Richmond, Virginia, it's going to be bumping about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Beverages will be distributed today, that is for sure, as we get this one ready. A lot of people around Richmond, this is very unfortunate, Parney, a lot of people developing a little bit of a cough, maybe feeling like they need to leave work a bit early today. I'm just worried. It's not great for productivity locally, the number of people that are really feeling like they might need to step out about 3:30 today to take care of themselves. It's very important to me that everybody makes sure and takes care of themselves the way they need to today.
Yeah, for the Squirrels' front office staff, Lou DeBella, I think, is in town, like you mentioned, with the mayor doing a tour of CarMax Park. So, you know, Lou might want to watch it with him. Who knows? It's always – I remember back in 2011 when we were just getting started with the Squirrels and we were excited about the season starting, and they went on that Final Four run. And if I remember correctly, MP Richmond, University of Richmond, went to the Sweet 16 that year as well.
They did.
So, you know, March Madness is a special time. And then out here in Scottsdale, you know, watching some spring training minor league games yesterday, and Sammy and I, my daughter's here with me, we went to – the Giants-Padres game 2 nights ago. So you can kind of feel the pep in everybody's step. I know I talked to a bunch of the current going-to-be Squirrels players and former Squirrels players yesterday. And once you get to this part of spring training, everybody's looking forward to that plane ride to whatever team they're going to, because they've been here in Scottsdale, some of them, for, you know, 2 months now, because the guys get here – a lot earlier now. So, you know, with March Madness starting today, spring training coming to an end, the major league teams are starting to break camp. The Dodgers and the Cubs already have broken camp. So if you're a sports fan, this is, as Travis Tritt would say, a great day to be alive.
That is very well put. Parney joins us on Thursdays, and we got, I mean, just all the games back-to-back. These are my two favorite days of the sporting calendar. Chance to watch basketball all day, see the upsets, see the fun, and, of course, to have VCU, and it makes it extra special. Going back to your Eddie Mack point, here are the two stats I've been harping on this week. Number one, Ryan Odom is now the sixth consecutive VCU basketball coach to lead this team to the NCAA tournament. And you and I both know he is a spectacular coach. And the guys before him have been great coaches as well. You don't do that unless you're part of a very strong program. Look at those other mid-majors, Parney, who went to the Final Four. George Mason, then that program went dark for 10 years. Wichita State, that program's not in the tournament. Hasn't been in a little while. And then you look up Loyola Chicago, which hasn't duplicated its success. It's a tribute to the institution that no matter who's sitting in the chair, they're having a lot of success.
Yeah, you could probably throw Butler in there too, right?
Yeah.
So I think one of the frustrations I have, and you and I are obviously very tight personally as well as professionally, and we're wired a lot the same way, particularly when it comes to local stuff and local sports. And I don't think that people give Richmond local sports enough credit, and VCU is certainly a big part of that. This is self-serving, but the Squirrels are certainly a part of that. The Richmond sports team, kickers are starting up, NASCAR. I mean, you can go on and on. I don't think people give the Richmond sports scene enough credit, both locally, regionally, and nationally, because it's a very vibrant scene. What VCU basketball in particular, but VCU under Ed's leadership, athletics overall, is very, very special. And I think one of the things we need to do more often is really just hit the pause button and sit back and look and be grateful for, you know, what's being accomplished in our hometown and really revere it. And hopefully in Richmond today, of course I won't be there and you won't be there, but hopefully in Richmond you'll see that as people come together to celebrate and watch the game and cheer the Rams on, hopefully to victory. BYU is no slouch, though, and BYU could be a team that if they get by VCU, I could see them being quote-unquote a little bit of a Cinderella, even though they're a sixth seed. And I don't know, I guess you can be a Cinderella to sixth seed, right? But it's going to be a very tough game. I always tease Eddie Mack. No matter who they're playing, he and I text every day, every game day, and he always says, tough one. We'll see how it goes. He says that if they're playing like whoever, right? But he obviously said that this morning. I have a hard time taking him seriously when it's like Grambling or somebody like that, right?
But little sisters of the poor tech.
Right. He knows it's going to be a tough one, but I think it's going to be really exciting. And Sammy and I get to watch it at 1 o'clock out here in Scottsdale. So I'm going to try to find me a fancy TV over at the Giants minor league complex and see if we can so maybe Buster Posey will want to watch the game with me today, huh?
Now we're talking. BYU, they like to score. They like to run. Interesting choice here for Ryan Odom. He's got to decide, you know, because he's got shooters too. He's got players. He's got depth. If he wants to run with them, if he wants to make this 80-78, I don't think anybody would blame him for that. On the other hand, we've seen these guys win the last couple weeks by making it rock fights, by playing in the mud, by making it 60-55 and mucking it up. I'm curious which direction Ryan Odom takes it today. I think he can go either way. And to your earlier point, most national brackets I've seen are split on VCU and BYU, because BYU is a good team. A lot of them like the winner of this game to beat Wisconsin on Saturday. You're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, I was even looking, you know, Wisconsin might be one of those 4-13s, you know, 3-14s, where we have a first-round upset. Montana could come from, you know, there's always a team that comes from nowhere, right? The Riders or the Fairleigh
Oakland
Dickinson's
last year.
Or, Oakland, yeah. So it's that's one of the things that makes today and tomorrow so exciting is who's going to be that team. You know, is it going to be Lipscomb beating Iowa State? Is it going to be Yale beating Texas A&M? I hope not, because we got a local guy, Henry Coleman, playing for Texas A&M. So, you know, that's what makes it so special today. But I'll go back to that George Mason game on Sunday. You said use the word rock fight. I don't know if you and I used that together, but that's exactly how I was describing that. It was a rock fight. And I think the Ryan's in a very good situation. Not many teams can be versatile enough to run up and down the court or stop and just pound each other, you know, in the middle of the ring with right hands after right hand. So I think it will be interesting. I think he's going to choose the rock fight, honestly, and I think he's going to believe in his defense, and I think he's going to believe in the fact that VCU, with their depth, I don't know about BYU's depth. I would assume they have depth if they run the ball a lot.
They do. They're 10 deep.
I think he's going to choose defense, and you know, defense wins championships, as they say, right?
Absolutely. Parney joins us on Thursdays. We're counting you down to tip off 4:05 Eastern, 1 o'clock in Parney Land in Scottsdale, 2 o'clock out here in Denver. We've got basically the whole country canvassed for you this morning on The Fan. Parney, one of my favorite traditions in all of sports is that The Price is Right airs right before the opening game of the NCAA basketball tournaments on that Thursday. Do you have a favorite Price is Right game? I know they play it in those baseball clubhouses. It's an institution.
Yeah, the one where the little gold digger goes up the mountain.
Oh, that's such a good pick.
And it plays the music. That's probably my favorite. But look, I grew up, Myrtle Tucker back in Locust, North Carolina, used to be babysit me and my sister Nancy. And Myrtle, God rest her soul, she died last year at 101 years old. But Myrtle, we would watch The Price is Right with Bob Barker every day. And then we would watch 3 hours of stories.
Yeah.
You know what the stories are,
the
right?
Soap the operas. Stories.
Yeah. So I was, you know, we grew up watching The Price is Right. So yeah, that's a good one. And I also can't wait just for the in studio show for the NCAAs, the Clark Kellogg's of the Charles Barkley's as we get later on. Just looking how tired Chuck gets, like in the Elite Eight, because you know he didn't go right home after the show the night before, right? So when he comes back for that 12 o'clock show the next day, he looks a little beat up. So all those things are good. And then one of the things I got to mention it because it's, you know, part of who I am. The squirrel season's right around the corner too, so there's a lot happening. You mentioned Lou and the mayor doing a tour around Carmack's Park today. We just announced last Friday Atlantic Union has joined us as a founding partner for the Skyline Lounge. So a lot going on there April 4th. And I think just from being in the office briefly this week that we're getting pretty close to a sellout for opening night again. So make sure you encourage our listeners to go to squirrelsbaseball.com. And then, as you know, because you missed the first taping. We're taping, and that's a little guilt shade right there. Thank you, Ben Azir, for making my man MP miss our first taping. But we're taping the second season of Party Time, and we have some great guests coming up for that. And people will be able to see the Party Time logo and the Party Time QR code in local places where you may buy something called Busch Light. How about that for a tease? And I think that people think it's pretty funny that that's going to be one of our main sponsors of season two, because nothing starts your day off like a nice little Busch latte.
That is Busch latte. Okay, you got me on that one at the end. Parney, Flying Squirrels opening night. It's right around the corner. Enjoy Scottsdale. We always love checking in with you, and we'll check in with you next week.
Real quick, who you got in your bracket for the championship?
Yeah, you know, I always do one where I pick the Jayhawks all the way. In my actual pick, though, I like Auburn and Duke. I think it's a year for the favorites. I think the ones and the twos are all really good this year.
Yep, I agree. And with Florida, it's going to be tough to beat, too, as well as just watch all those SEC schools. I think that's probably a good way to do it. But have fun out there in Denver. Tell the Rockies I said hello, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week as we get closer and closer to the squirrel season. And go Rams, Eddie Mack. Keep it under control, buddy.
Ah, there you go. On the other side, we're going to talk to Joe Bamisil, Michael Bell, and Luke Bamboye. Michael Bell, Luke Bamboye, and Phil Russell interviews as we get you set for tip-off. I got 4 tickets to King's Dominion. We'll give them away on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1. Countdown to tip-off. The NCAA tournament starts in 32 minutes. VCU tips off against BYU at 4:05. We'll have it all for you right here on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, your home of the Rams in Richmond, as VCU looks for its first tournament win since 2016 against the BYU Cougars. Should be a fun game. BYU installed as 3.5-point favorites. I think that reflects that anything could happen today right here in Denver at Ball Arena. Yesterday, the players practiced, had their shoot-around here in the arena, took a team picture. Everybody was pretty laid back, feeling good. Did some interviews afterward and had a chance to chat with Luke Bamboye, who has, you know, really impressed as a freshman, the way he's come along. And not just, you know, the blocks. The blocks have been spectacular, but he's playing some good offense too. And Robbie Robinson noted when we chatted earlier in our countdown to tip-off show here, the coaching staff felt that mid-December he'd turn the corner and he'd be an impact player. Well, he's been all that and then some. He's been an immediate fan favorite, and he could be a key to this game today. I had a chance to sit down with Luke Bamboye, catch up on his season, how he's feeling entering his first NCAA tournament appearance. Here's that conversation.
The last time we talked was preseason. You were telling me about how you loved, like, the basketball atmosphere, and now you've played a whole year. I'm just wondering, like, what are some of the cool things you've seen and cool places you've been?
I feel like every home game we've had has been really cool. Obviously, as I play more games, like, the fans would chant my name more. I would say that was pretty cool. I feel like seeing a lot of different, like, arenas, like some away games, hostile environments, that was pretty cool too. Especially when we went to New Mexico.
Yeah.
That was really fun. When we went to St. Joe's, that was pretty fun. You know, just, you know, feels like everyone's against us trying to prove them wrong. Those were some pretty good experiences.
Get a little bit of that tomorrow maybe too.
Yeah probably.
You mentioned the fans chanting and, you know, getting warmed up to you. What's that been like to watch them warm up to you and who you are and what you do?
I feel like it feels great. You know, everyone kind of like has like gotten accustomed to how I play, you know, who I am as a player. It's kind of like it motivates me too. Like hearing that makes me want to play harder. I don't know, it just makes me feel like more at home wherever, because you know how VCU fans travel. This makes me feel more at home wherever we play it.
What's that development been like for you coming in and now, you know, getting more and more minutes and more time in each game?
I think it just allows me to feel more comfortable, you know, do more stuff that, like, I hadn't really done earlier on in the season. It allows me to, you know, just know that, like, if I make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. Like, you know, I'm a piece for this team, and, like, I can still contribute in, like, a lot of different ways.
The blocks are what people know from you. How do you work on that? How do you develop that timing, that skill?
I think it's just through a lot of reps. I think I've been, you know, blocking shots my whole career playing basketball. I feel like all those reps kind of, you know, helped me develop the timing, you know, how to get right, trying to go out without fouling. It's just experience.
Yeah, the season's gone on, you've gotten some starting opportunities. What's that been like for you?
It's been really good. I would say, I don't know, it's good to be able to start a game and try, you know, bring energy from the jump. And, you know, help us build like a good lead, because obviously, like, you know, the stars have an important role to set the tone of the game. So I don't know, it's a privilege to be able to, you know, be there with the starters and start a game with them.
Do you work on like how you want to dap the guys up when you get announced as the starter? Like, is that something you gotta develop that?
I remember what'd you call it? I found out the first day it was Willie McMurray, I think, and before it was like during like film in the morning, that's when I found out. And then I was just racking my brain trying to think of a handshake. Like, I was probably thinking of a handshake for like a couple hours, and then, you know, it got made into fruition. And, you know, there was a lot of trial and error, but
did you get anybody to help you out with that?
Yeah, I think Brandon was the one that helped me.
Yeah. With you, Michael, obviously we've got a couple London guys on the team. Do you have people back home who are watching, rooting for you?
Yeah. So a lot of my family, they watch the games. I know they put the games on Sky Sports.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty late, but I mean, there's a lot of people who watch it. A lot of my friends will send like videos of them watching the games, which is pretty cool. And I would say, yeah, like I get a lot of messages saying like they've been tuning in, they're proud of me. So there's a lot of people back home that watch the games.
Nice. Now we're here, NCAA tournament, BYU. I know you've been preparing for these guys. What makes this such a good team and such a challenge?
Well, you know, obviously, like, they're a good team. Like, they've been in, like, a good run recently. They can shoot three ball well. You know, they have a lot of other stuff going for them. I feel like we, you know, we're okay to play with anyone. Like, that's who we've been preparing for all year. Like, we wanted to play against the top teams in the country. So, like, we're here to, you know, try to dominate as usual, really.
That's the wish, right? I love that confidence, a little quiet confidence there from Luke Bamboy, a freshman from England, and he's been so fun to watch this season, blocking shots on the offensive end, too. He's been the missing piece there. Christian Furman's compliment inside. I think he's freed Firm up, and you saw Firm really take a step forward at the end of that Loyola game. I think the confidence he gets playing alongside Luke is not nothing. And then I love that at the end, right? That's what we've been training for all year, to play against the best teams, and they'll get the opportunity today and maybe Saturday as well to measure up against two of the best teams in the nation starting today against BYU. It's tons of fun. I think Luke's a ton of fun. I think everybody here's really grown to love him a lot inside the program. Talking about, you know, dude, figuring out how he's going to dap up, you know, the players when he got announced as a starter, figuring that out before the William & Mary game. What a journey it's been for him going from a freshman acclimating to all this to now a key piece and a starter today on an NCAA tournament team, an 11 seed and A-10 champion tournament team. So while we were doing that interview, Phil Russell was actually sitting right next to us listening in, and he was enjoying the scene. And so I said, I want to talk to you next. And so I started with Phil by asking him about Luke. Here's my chat with Phil Russell.
Hanging out with Phil. I was just talking to him about when he was first starting. He's got to figure out his dap and his handshake. Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing great. I'm so proud of him. Like, sometimes I'll be forgetting. Like, you know, nobody's perfect. But I'll be forgetting that he's even a freshman.
Yeah.
The plays he be making. So I'm so proud of him.
The blocks are, I mean, the crowd loves that.
Right? Absolutely.
That's a game changer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love that. We value that.
Yeah. For you this season, you know, growing with these guys, it feels like a really just tight-knit bond here. What's that been like to experience?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. I honestly feel like that's the reason, right, we here now, from the close bond that I grew with these guys. And, it just brought us so far.
Nice. For you personally, as you get ready for an NCAA tournament game, what are the emotions? What's the feeling being able to participate on this stage?
Emotions just through the roof. I know as soon as the ball tip up, I'll be ready to go. Right now, I'm just so happy, just like soaking it all in. Glad to be back here.
It's anything you tell these guys about this or being ready for this?
No, not really. I ain't really giving like much rundown. I just told them like the main things, like, you know, playing hard and do what we did to get here. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to really like put more stress on them, you know?
More into it than it needs to be. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. A-10 weekend, you guys had so many people. You know, Luke had his moments. Firm had his moments. So we saw Jennings had moments. Like, what's that say about you guys? It's not just the stars of the seniors, but it's everybody.
It just shows the depth that we have on this team. Tremendous. I mean, anybody can go off. Anybody can have their moment at any time. That's what makes this team so special to me. And I really feel like we will have a run in this tournament. Honestly, that's coming out of my mouth. I feel like we can have a deep run just because our depth is so... it's so large.
I'll run this by. I feel like you guys are a much different team than you were when we saw you in Charleston in those early games. Do you feel that way? How do you, I guess, describe how this team is better now than you were then?
Just taking them losses on the chin and learning from them. Basically, working every day, We just knew, like, that losing, that wasn't no good feeling for us. It wasn't a good feeling, so something had to change, something had to turn around, and we stuck with our constants, and here we are.
Hang out, Phil Russell. All right, second game, Loyola. They come at you, and it's just a regular foul. Like, do you have a reputation now? Do you feel like you're, because of who you are and the way you play, like they let more slide against you, that you got to learn to deal with that?
No.
No.
I mean...
You play with intensity. You play
absolutely,
hard.
Absolutely.
You get under people's skin. Yeah, you know, do you feel like sometimes you don't get the breaks because of that, maybe?
No, I don't really look at things like that. I just, you know, control what I can control, basically.
And that it's paid off for you guys on a number of games. They
absolutely.
They talk about how they love your energy. They love what you bring. Where's that come from for you?
Just like all the chips on my shoulder from even growing up, it'll never leave. So it'll be stuck with me forever. So I say this just from growing up.
And Channel Nato Chance NCAA tournament, BYU on the other side. Mm-hmm. I know you've been preparing for these guys. What makes them such a good basketball team?
The way they move the ball and how they can get out in transition, I say. Also, they're good at offensive rebounding, so that makes them unique. But, yeah, I feel like we stop those things. They have a tough night with us.
And then for you guys, we've got so many super seniors on the team, you and Max and Zeb, all these guys. How much does this mean, your final go-round, to be in this moment, in this opportunity?
It means a lot. You don't know how many seniors that I know that went out that didn't go out with a bang. So it means a lot to all of us.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Good luck tomorrow.
You.
Bye. There's Phil Russell. That's a guy with some confidence. I think we've got the depth to make a deep run in this tournament, and I don't disagree with him. I think it starts today, and then if they get through this one, I start to feel really good about the weekend and getting them back to Newark next week. So thank you to Phil Russell for taking some time to join us this morning on the Countdown to Tip-Off. Luke Bamboye, Michael Bell, and Joe Bamisil. Of course, Robbie Robinson, Parney, and Gary Hess all joining us as well. Tons of great guests as we get the day started. We started right at sunrise here in Denver. Well, sun's up now. The fans are out. They're starting to mill around here in the streets, getting ready for the first game of today's action. NCAA tournament tips off in 20 minutes, a little bit longer here. Got about an hour and a half wait before we see the first game today between Wisconsin and Montana. Of course, that'll be followed by VCU-BYU. We'll have courtside updates for you. We'll have the tournament scoreboard. We'll do it all. We'll hand it off to AWOD. He is inside Ball Arena. He is courtside. He is getting ready. I will be over there as soon as we are done with this, the early round of what's going to be a great day of coverage on your station for VCU basketball. We've got AWOD Radio. We've got the pregame show. We've got Robbie and Rodney, and of course, we'll be with you postgame, breaking the whole thing down, everything that happens today at Ball Arena in Denver. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll put a bow on this thing. We'll send it off to AWOD. He's courtside at Ball Arena. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Outstanding live edition of MP on the Mic, VCU Countdown to Tip-Off edition. Thank you for joining us this morning live from Denver. Some great conversations, some great guests. We are just getting the party started, folks. NCAA basketball tournament gets underway in about 15 minutes. Creighton and Louisville in the South region will start things off this morning right here in Denver. It'll be Montana, Wisconsin in the first game, 1:30 tip-off on that one. Wisconsin, a trendy upset pick, but not in this one. That would be against the winner of VCU-BYU, of course. And before the afternoon's over, we'll get to see Will Wade against his alma mater, McNeese State and Clemson. The one seed Auburn will take the court at 2:50, as well as Houston, the other one seed, at 2 o'clock. Should be a very fun day of basketball, of course, anchored by VCU and BYU. I think one of the most anticipated games in this window nationally, in a game where I think, you know, basketball junkies are going to have a lot to like and a lot to break down between VCU and their defense and their ability to gum it up, but also VCU and their offensive prowess, between BYU and their speed and their depth, and the way they want to play this, and also that they lost to an A-10 team in this moment last year as well, falling to Duquesne. Tons of storylines, tons of action, and a great, two great interviews there on the previous side of this break with Luke Bamboye and Phil Russell. Thank you to them for joining the show, lending their insights. A quiet confidence in that VCU locker room yesterday after practice here in Denver. These guys feel they've got what it takes to get it done. Of course, you never know until you're on the court. You never know until you're in the game, and I cannot wait to get that started. I am also a little jealous right now of our guy, AWOD Radio. AWOD holds it down noon to 3 normally. Today he'll get an extended shift. We'll let him go up until tip-off as he is part of the official VCU basketball pregame show, which starts here at 3:15 on The Fan. And he is already in Ball Arena, unlike me. I'm sitting at the hotel right now, about to head over. Excited to join you. Adam, welcome aboard. Give me a vibe check out there. How is the atmosphere inside Ball Arena?
Yeah, I mean, this is the greatest sports day of the year. Every single year I look forward to it. There's nothing like the Thursday of the opening round of the 2025 NCAA tournament, and there will be games played all day today. And here in Denver, we've got a couple of great ones. And really, that's what I'm most excited about is, of course, VCU versus BYU, but we'll have Wisconsin-Montana. Tip-off will be 11:30 local time here. That's 1:30 for you guys in Richmond, Virginia. And then the nightcap is just two games that could have two massive upsets when you consider Michigan, the 5-seed, against 12-seed UC San Diego, won their conference 12-5 match. It feels like every single year there's an upset there, and it feels like the sneaky pick around the country has been Yale. A lot of people love to pick an Ivy League team to win one game, not have them go to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or something like that, but just to win one game with their style of basketball. It's always interesting matchup there. It's not like these teams have had 2 weeks to prepare for each other, right? You find out on Selection Sunday, and boom, 4 days later, you're tipping off the basketball. So there's going to be four great games played here at Ball Arena.
I'm looking forward to it. I know you'll keep us posted on all the scores throughout AWOD Radio and into the VCU pregame show. You mentioned the stakes here, the excitement, the intensity. You were at practice yesterday as well. That sure looked like a group of guys who were ready to meet this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start my show with that, Michael. It was so cool to see VCU's open practice, and I know, you know, they got down to work after the media left that open practice, but Max Scholga didn't miss a three from what I saw. And this is a guy that struggled in the last three games. Now, he did have, you know, the game winner, the huge shot against George Mason, step back three from the top, but that was his only made three of the game. And this is a guy that leads VCU in three-point percentage. He has been their leading scorer, or tied with Joe Bamisil, for most of the season. So I'm predicting Max Scholga will go off today in this game. He just looked like he had a good grip on the basketball, a good view on the, you know, the depth perception here of this court. And I'm really looking forward to that matchup there with Max Scholga against Yegor Demon of BYU.
Now, we know he's comfortable playing out west. We know he's been in these environments before and playing against a team that's been in that circuit, right, in BYU with the Utahs and Utah States of the world. So certainly nothing out of the ordinary for Max Scholga. You know, he looked great in practice yesterday. I agree with that. He came back this year, came back determined to show he could be a complete player. He's done so. He's the A-10 player of the year, deservedly so. Now gets the opportunity on the national stage today. Adam, I'm giving you a magic wand. During warmups, you can go tap one VCU player, and he has the best game he's ever had as a Ram. Who do you pick?
I mean, it's Joe Bamisil. It's points in bunches. That's the guy that could go off and have a Brandon Rozell-type tournament to lead VCU back to the Final Four, because simply you cannot block his shot. When he jumps, it is too hard for you to block that. Jumps probably, you know, 10 feet in the air, and so he has the range to extend to the logo, extend to NBA three-point range here. And so if one guy, it's Joe Bamisil, and I know he's really put the ball on the deck and done that well. And Rodney Ashby, if you ask him, he'll point to the St. Louis loss. All right, after that St. Louis loss, Joe Bamisil has decided to go to the basket and attack the rack. And I mean, two and ones against George Mason. I mean, I just really thought that was the momentum shifting play play of the game right there. Back-to-back drives to the basket. No help, right? George Mason's so strong on defense, but they don't really have that rim protection. That was part of the game plan. VCU knew that, and Joe Bamizel took advantage of that. But if I had to tap one person with a wand, it's Joe, and I want him to get that three-point stroke working because, like I said, points in bunches. That's a guy that can go boom, 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 and all of a sudden VCU's on a 9-0 run.
Yeah, once he hits a couple of threes, it's easier for him to get inside two to cut because they have to respect that three as well against the BYU, which runs a defense very similar to the pack line that we've seen for so long at UVA. They come out, they attack, but they don't let you get inside. Certainly, if you could get Jack Clark to the bucket, get Joe Bamisil to the bucket, those would be big things. I'm going to pick Christian Furman for me. If Furman has a big game, everybody else is going to follow and rise to that occasion. We've seen glimpses of it. He helped carry him down the stretch against Loyola. This is a big moment for him in his career, a big opportunity for him to prove himself. Lots of guys to break down. I know you will do that during your program. We'll count you down to Robbie and Rodney on the call, VCU basketball against BYU. But I also, you know this, I love going out. I love seeing the town everywhere we are. We got the chance to do that last night in Denver. I think this is a very good American city. But also, we got to have dinner last night with Zach Joachim. That's our guy, you know, Richmond Times Dispatch, Richmond.com. And he had a gear I didn't know he had. He's like breaking down the Asian spices in our meal. That was something, man.
Oh, man, Michael. Nobody loves to mention his website more than you. Richmond.com. That's where you can check out his work. No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, no, that was a really fun dinner. The popcorn blew me away. I know you weren't the biggest fan of the popcorn, but really good meal there at 8-5. You know, yeah, I really enjoyed the burger. The steak was okay, but I at least got to try the Denver cut that Michael had been hyping up for a few days now. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there tonight. Also, we went to a sports bar last night to watch the NCAA tournament game. That was a really good vibe there. And I think we would have played Mario Kart for more than an hour had one of the controllers not been broken, because Michael won the first game and might have won the second one, and that's when my competitive spirit started to come out, and I wanted to keep playing that game.
Wow, so yeah, Michael went undefeated at Mario Kart last night, and how convenient that a broken remote had to end it there. This is a rivalry that will go on, I have no doubts about that. Let the record reflect, 2-0 last night at Mario Kart. Adam, 3 hours AWOD radio. We got the VCU pregame. What are you excited about here on the Fan over the next few hours?
Yeah, I mean, so yesterday, Michael and I arrived here just in time to get some locker room action there with Zeb Jackson, Brandon Jennings, Final Four member Bradford Burgess that's now on the coaching staff. And I sat down with Christian Furman. You were just talking about Furman. And, you know, he revealed to me that he thought last year, when they made that run in the NIT, that really did show to them what it's like to play in these win or go home games, and they kept wanting to put the jersey back on, and they fought. And he mentioned, you know, the tough game down south. I think that was at UCF. I mean, that arena was rocking, and the Rams got a big win there. So hopefully they can use some of that postseason success from last year to give them some momentum this year in the NCAA tournament.
Fired up for that interview and the rest of the program. I look forward to joining you courtside here in a bit. AWOD Radio up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.